Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim, daf Chav Beis. We are holding on daf Chav Aleph and Beis. We're at the two dots, four lines from the end of the page. Last one on the line is Gufa, five lines from the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Eileen and Li'iloi Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Hashalom. And it's also going to be sponsored by my wife and I, in honor of our grandson, who was born about an hour ago, to our son and daughter-in-law, Yisrael and Risa. So, they should be zocha the hachnisa brisa shel Avraham Avinu bezmano legadlo le'torah lechupa lemasim tovim. So what we're going to discuss today is, first, the Gemara is going to talk about how much water and from what type of kli can they do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, meaning does it have to be from a kli sharis, does it have to be from the ki, or how much water does the kli need to hold? Then the Gemara is going to analyze which types of water are good for a mikvah and for the ki, or but not for netilah. Meaning there's going to be a statement that there's some type of water that works for the kiyar and it works for the mikvah, but it does not work for netilas yadayim. So the Gemara is going to have different possibilities of what we are talking about, and it's going to discuss doing a tevila in some unusual types of things, some unusual types of water. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, does the kiyar require mayim chayim, or is may mikvah good enough for the kiyar? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the source that the Orel and Ben Nechar cannot do avoda, each one, an Arel and a Ben Nechar, each, how we know that they're not allowed to do avoda. And then in the middle of Amud Beis, we begin the complicated sugya of the Ziknei Darom, where the Ziknei Darom are going to suggest that that if a Tamei Mace does an avoda for a karban yachid, that it is miratzeh, that it does work, even though tamei meis generally should not do the avoda, whereas a tamei sheretz who does the avoda for a karban yachid, it doesn't work. So paradoxically, the one with the more intense tumma, the tamei meis, he does the avoda for the karban yachid, it does work, whereas by the tamei sheretz, it does not work. That is the chiddush of the Ziknei Darom, and there's going to be a detailed conversation about the basis of that chiddush and challenging that chiddush. There's very little chance we're going to get to the end of that discussion today, but at least we'll hopefully start it. So let's begin. Again, we are holding five lines from the end of the page on daf chaf aleph and beis gufa. So says the Gemara gufa. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, kol kior she'ein bo kidei lekadesh arba kohanim imenu, any kior that doesn't have enough water for four kohanim to do kiddush yodayim v'raglayim from it, ein mekatshin bo, you can't use such a kior. Shenem, because the pasuk says v'rachatzu mimenu Moshe v'Aaron ubanav. So there you have it, four people: Moshe, Aaron, and two sons. Because it says banav plural is two sons. Now Moshe was a kohen during the Shivis Yimei HaMiluim, so he needed kiddush yadayim v'raglayim during that time. Now it's a little bit strange. Rashi points out, yeah, he was a kohen during Shivis Yimei HaMiluim, but he was the only kohen during Shivis Yimei HaMiluim. Aaron a kohen was not. Was not yet Kohen during the Shivus Yimei HaMiluim. And then once Aaron took over, Moshe was no longer. So you never had this group of four that was ever doing it at the same time. But nevertheless, since the pasuk lists all of them as washing from the kiyor, so the fact that the pasuk includes them all in the same sentence tells us that they all need to be able to wash from the same kiyor. Now the Shidduch Vetzes points out, wait, Aaron didn't have two sons, certainly not at this point. Later on, he was down to two sons, but at this point, he had four sons. So shouldn't that have been six people that had to wash from the kiyor? Anyway, the pasuk we already said is not talking about who actually washed from the kiyor at the same time. And the word banav is plural. Whenever you have a plural, you always go with the minimum of the plural. So we go with two. And that's why the assumption is that it's two. There is discussion in the Achronim whether this din is ma'akev or not. Let's say the kior doesn't have enough water to wash four different people yadayim v'raglayim. Is it kosher, or is it, it's just you didn't do the din l'chadchila, or is it ma'akev that it's not even kosher? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuvav writes that it's ma'akev, that it would be possible. However, in the Nesivos Hakodesh, he's not sure whether it's a din l'chadchila that it has to have kiddush of it has to have enough water to be mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim of four people, and if you don't do it, the avodah is going to, or if you don't do it, the avodah is even going to be possible. Now, generally speaking, the default is whenever we're dealing with kachim-related issues, you need shana alav hakasav la'akev. Whenever the Torah tells me only once about a kachim-related issue, so that tells me only once that it's only a din l'chadchila. You need the Torah to tell it to me twice in order for it to be ma'akev. The Torah only tells us this once, so l'chora, you would imagine it should not be ma'akev, although Minchas Chinuch says it is ma'akev. There's also a discussion relating to this halacha. Is this a shear in the water or is this a shear in the kiyar? Meaning the kiyar, we don't have such specifications. The aron, we're told exactly how many amos it's supposed to be in a, right? The kiyar doesn't really have specifications. We just learned yesterday, they added spouts at some point to the kiyar. I mean, there was some. So how much is this a din in how large the kiyar has to be or how much water must be in the kiyar? So Rashi writes, it's a din in the kiyar. It has nothing to do with the water. That the kiyar has to be able to hold that amount of water. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Midrash Perakei Halacha Yud Gimel sounds like it's a din in the amount of water that needs to be in the kiyor, which means lechora, the Sfas Emes points out, that at all points it needs to have that amount of water, meaning even when the fourth guy is washing, it still needs to have the amount of water to wash the Yodayim V'Raglayim of four Kohanim, that there always needs to be left over in the kiyor that amount of water. However, in the Taras Kodesh and the Zevach Todah, they point out that even if you say that it's a din in the Mayim, it's a din in the Mayim at the beginning of the washing. But it's not a din in the Mayim, you know, at the end of the washing. So as long as you start with that amount of water, that's good enough. So those are the interesting discussions relating to this halacha. So again, the halacha, Rabbi Yosef Bichinya says, the kiyor needs to be able to hold the amount for Kiddush Dayim V'Raglayim of four people. So Meisvei, the Gemara challenges this. What do you mean? We have a brisa. Kol ha-kelim makadshin. Any kelim could be makadish mayim that you're going to, in order to be able to, any klei shares could be makadish mayim from which you're going to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Bein sheyesh ben revius, bein shein ben revius. Whether those kelim can hold the revius or whether they can't even hold the revius. Ublavachu klei shares. As long as they are klei shares that have the ability to be makadish. So you see clearly in the brisa when it comes to kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, you don't need any significant shear, even less than a revius is kosher. So how could Rabbi Yosef Bichinu say that the kiyor has to be able to hold enough for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim of four kohanim? So Amar Rav Ada Baracha b'kodeach b'tocho. So Rav Ada Baracha says, no, the brisa that allows using a kli that is less than a revius is talking about if somehow you drill a hole into the side of the kiyor, and this is the way Rashi understands at least, and you embed a teeny tiny kli into that hole, and the water comes from the kiyor through that teeny tiny kli that's less than a revius, so therefore the kli doesn't hold it, and you're getting the water out of that kli. You have it's a spout from that kli it's coming from a kli that doesn't even hold the revius, but from a kiyor that's holding a whole bunch of water that could wash the yadayim raglayim of four different kohanim. Why on earth would they ever do that? Meaning they figure they have leeway with the kiyor to do what they want with it, so they decide to drill a hole and stick teeny tiny kalim into unclear. Probably just never happens. It's just if they were to decide to do that, then it would be kosher. So that's kodeach betocho. So ask the Gemara. You're going to tell me that any kli sharis is good for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. V'ha mimenu amar achmara. The pasuk says v'rachatzu mimenu. The Torah tells us that the rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim needs to be mimenu, and mimenu means the context is the kiyor. The pasuk was just talking about the kiyor. It says ve'yosam eskiyor beinol ma'levin izbech ve'itin sham mayim l'rachza and v'rachzu mimenu mosharim banav. So it's talking about the kiyor. So how could the brisa say that any kli sharis is good enough? So answer the Gemara, yirchatzu l'rabos kli sharis. That it says yirchatzu twice in the pasuk. It says bevom alol moed bikrovasam el mizbech yirchatzu kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, and the pasuk prior, v'rachatzu mimenu Moshe Aaron ubanav. So since it says rachatzu and yirchatzu twice, that comes to tell me that that kli sharis are kosher for kiddush. Any kli sharis are kosher for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Frakli gemar ihachli. Once you have a ribui kli chol nami, how do you know it's got to be a kli sharis? Maybe a kli chol would also be kosher for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Answers the gemara, Amar Abayi kli chol lo matzasamit. You cannot say that a kli chol Chol is good for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, because Mikal V'Chomer, Mikano, we learn it from Mikal V'Chomer, from the base of the Kiyor. Makano Shenim Shachimo. If the base of the Kiyor, which is anointed with the special Shemen HaMishcha, and therefore is given a sense of Kedusha, and it becomes, has the Kedusha of the Kiyor itself, and nevertheless, Eino Mekadesh, water that you put in the base of the Kiyor does not become Kadosh to be able to be used for Yadayim V'Raglayim. So Klechol, Sheino Nimshachimo Enodin, Sheino Mekadesh. If you have Stam, a Klechol that never had any Kedusha, was never Nimshach with any Shemen HaMishcha, all the more so, it's not going to be able to be Mekadesh. So the Gemara is making an assumption of that, right? The Gemara says, how do I know you can't use Klechol? Because you can't even use the Kan of the Kiyor. You can't even use the base of the Kiyor. Says, who told you that? V'kano minolan. Who told you that you're not allowed to use the base of the Kiyor, that the water in the base of the Kiyor is not roi for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Who told us? Titania, it's a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yochel Yehi Kanu Mekadesh Kederuch Shai Kiyor Mekadesh. You might have thought that the Kan of the Kiyor, that the base of the Kiyor, the pedestal upon which the Kiyor stands, that the water in that will be Kadosh, just like the water in the Kiyor is Kadosh. So Tamal Omer, that's why the Pasuk says, Va'asisa Kiyor Nechoshes V'chano Nechoshes. That the Torah says, you know what the Kiyor and the Kan have in common? That they're both Nechoshes. And that's the end of the list, right? They have in common that they're both Nechoshes. But that's it. The Torah is makish them, one to the other, the Kiyor to the Kan, to its Kan, for the material that it's made out of, but not for any of the dinim of the Kiyor. So while the Kiyor is Mekadesh, the Mayim that's inside of it, the base of the Kiyor is not Mekadesh, any of the Mayim that's inside of it. So again, how do I know that you cannot use a klichol for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? It's a kal v'chomer from the Kano Shel Kiyor, that you can't even use Kano Shel Kiyor, which is Kadosh. Certainly you cannot use a klichol. So I'm Lame Razuch Breder of Marla Ravina. Why are you saying that klichol are possible for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim based on this kal v'chomer? I could ask on this kal v'chomer. Malakano she'en asu l'tocho. You know why you can't use the pedestal? The pedestal doesn't have a receptacle, meaning it doesn't hold any water. So that's why it's not made to hold anything inside of it. It's made just to be a stand for the Kiyor. So maybe that's why you can't use it for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Tomer b'klichol shasu l'tocho. Does that necessarily tell you that a klichol, which is actually made to hold the liquid inside of it, that it necessarily would not be good for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? So says Gemara, Ella mimenu lumutei klichol. The word mimenu comes to tell me not klichol. Meaning in the pasuk we had mimenu and we had yirchatzu. Mimenu was a miut, yirchatzu was a ribui. So we know for sure the kiyor, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. Mimenu tells me and don't include everything, and yirchatzu tells me but yes, include something. So we include all klei shares and we exclude klei chol. So iachi klei shares nami. Meaning, if you're going to have mimenu as a miut, so we should be mimai klisharis. No, harabi rachmani yirchatzu, but there's a riboy yirchatzu, so the riboy tells me to include klisharis. Umari isa, how do you know to be marbe klisharis and be mimait klichol? Zeton mishicha kamahu, kamahu vize ton mishicha kamahu. Why am I marbe klisharis? Because klisharis require a mishicha with shemen amishcha, just like the kiyor. So if I'm going to include something and allow something to hold the holy water, waters that you're going to do Kiddush Yadayim, holy waters from a different religion, to hold the waters. I just got a shayla about someone was asked to bring back from Eretz Yisrael by his Christian colleagues holy waters for their chasana. You don't call it a chasana, I guess, but whatever, for their wedding. I'm not going to get into that shayla right now. The waters in the Kiyor that have to have a certain Kedusha to them, it makes sense that Kli Sharis that have Kedusha will be able to sanctify such waters. But Kli Chol that don't have any such Kedusha will not be able to sanctify such waters. And that's how we knew to be Marbe Kli Sharis and to be Mimayit Kli Chol, period. That's the end of the first discussion. So now, says the Gemara, Amrei Shlakish, Kala Mashlim L'me Mikveh, Mashlim L'me Kiyor, but L'Revi the types of waters that you can use for Mei Mikveh can also be used to be Mashlim the amount of water you need for the kiyor, meaning may mikvah is a different shear. You need 40 sah of water for a mikvah. You need the amount of water that can wash the hands and feet of four kohanim for a kiyor. So with the same type of water that could be mashlim the shear, that could fill in that last sa'ah in the mikvah, can also fill in the amount of water necessary for the kiyor, but cannot be mashlim for revius that you need for netilas yadayim, that you need to use for netilas yadayim for su'uda. You need to have a revius of mayim. So if you have some regular kosher mayim and you want to be mashlim with something else, there's some type of mayim that would be viable to be mashlim a mikvah with, would be viable to be mashlim the kiyor with, but is not viable to be mashlim the revius. So the mutimai, what are we talking about? Meaning, what is this magical water that's good enough for the kiyor and for the mikvah, but not for a revius of a mayim for netilas yadayim? If you're coming to tell me that muddy waters that it could be mashlim for a sheer mikvah, but not for a sheer revius of netilas yadayim, well, hey chidami, what type of muddy water are we talking about? How muddy is it? If it's clean enough that a cow would bend down and drink from it, then then it's good enough for netilas yadayim too. Then we would not exclude it from to be mashlim the shear of revius mayim for netilas yadayim. Any mayim that's not nifsal mishtias behema and that was never done and no malacha was ever done with is kosher for netilas yadayim. Rashi points out it's a mishnah meseches yadayim that says like that. So it would be kosher even for netilas yadayim. Not only to be mashlim the revius, the whole revius could be out of such water. Ve'i ein parashoch v'shosim menu. And if we're talking about such muddy waters that a par would not bend down and drink from such waters, then I feel the mikvah nami ain mashlim. Then it's not mashlim for a mikveh either. It's just mud. It's not water. That's not mashlim for a mikveh either. So that possibility number one, that we're talking about mud, that's off the table. That cannot be what we're talking about. Ella, second possibility, lemute yavchushin adumin, that it's coming to exclude these red bugs that are bria min amayim. They come from the water. That they could be mashlim the shear of 40 sah for the mikvah, but they cannot be mashlim the revius of netilas yadayim. So ask the Gemara, if we're talking about yevchushim adumim afilu beinayim nami, even when the entire mikvah is made of these yevchushim adumim, it would be a kosher tevila. The comment of Reish Lakish was called hamashlim lemei mikvah. Sounds like it cannot be the entire mei mikvah. That most of the mei mikvah is regular mikvah water, and then you're just mashlim the last sah or two. With this other thing, but if we're talking about yavchushin adumim, the whole mitzvah could be yavchushin adumim. Da tanya, because you have a brayser, mshuvim umliyah lomer kol shetchilas priyasu min amayim matbilin bo. Anything that was that came into existence in the water has a din like water, and a mikvah that is made from such a liquid is kosher for tevila. You're allowed to do tevila in a mikvah with it. The Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel is called Meseches Mikvaos about a chibur between two mikvaos and Meseches Yadayim as well, where the Chum disagree with Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, but the Rambam paskins that ein alach Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel. So Beis Yosef writes that since the din that Yirmatbil B'davashem B'riyasu Min Amayim, which is quoted in our sugya, is paskin like the Rambam, it seems that the Rambam holds that even according to the Chamim, you could be matbil with something that's Bam Min Amayim. It's only about the discussions in those Mishnayos about creating a chibor and other things that maybe is up for debate. But to be matbil kol guf, it sounds like that everyone agrees to, that you could be matbil kol gufo in something that's Bam Min Amayim. So va'amar of Yitzchak bar Avdimi matbilin beino shel dag. You're even allowed to be matbil in the eye of a large fish that the fat of the fish has become liquefied and becomes like mayim. So that all has a din of a mikvah, of a kasher a mikvah. So since we learned that something that's briyasum in a mayim, you can make a mikvah with even the chadchila, and the whole mikvah could be built that way. The whole mikvah could be made with that stuff. So you cannot say that Reish Lakish was talking about that, because Reish Lakish was only talking about being mashlim the mei mikvah. So we have to try again. What was Reish Lakish talking about? Sam Rav Papa lemute nasan sa'a v'natal sa'a. What Reish Lakish was telling me was that sometimes you have 40 sav water in the mikveh, and you take a sa'a of other mashke and you pour it into the mikveh that has 40 sa. Great, so now you have 40 sa of water plus a sa of meperos, right? And then natal sa'a. Then you take a sa'a of that mixture out of the mikveh. So what are you left with, right? So if you had to, on a molecular level, less than 40 sa'a of H2O. You have some meperos that are mixed in there now, right? So, and nevertheless, that's kosher. Titnan, mikveh sheyesh bo arba'im sa'a mechuvanos. If you have a mikveh that has exactly 40 sa'a of water, nasan sa'a, you put a sa'a of meperos, l'mashal, into the mikveh. V'natal sa'a, and you remove a sa'a of water from the mikveh, harei zeh kosher. That mikveh is going to be kosher. Even though right now, apparently, it's got less than 40 sa of water. Rami de Rishulam Ravasi, Rabbi Yochanan, ad rubo, and you can keep doing that until you get to rov of the mikveh. Once less than rov of the mikveh is made up of H2O of the original water, then it's going to be then it's going to be pasul. So it's that which Reish Lakish was commenting on, that mashkim that could be mashlim a mikveh cannot be mashlim the revius mayim that you need for netilas yadayim, even in a nasan sa'a natal sa'a kind of way. That if you to put a little bit of rov a revius into a revius halug of mayim that's right from the Tilis Yadayim, you put a rov revius of meperos, and then you take out a rov revius from the mixture, you cannot do Tilis Yadayim with that revius that you're left with. So says Gemara, but there's an exception. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, even though Reish Lakish says that for revius that you need for Tilis Yadayim, nasan sa v'natal sa'a does not work, that's only legabe Tilis Yadayim. But im kadach bo revius, but if in a mikvah that has rov mayim and some meperos that was incorporated into the mikvah through nasan sa v'natal sa, so kadach bo, if you drill a hole in the wall of the mikvah, revius, where there's a hole in the wall of the mikvah that holds a revius of mayim, and that wall, that hole fills in with a revius of mayim, even if that hole subsequently is no longer connected to the rest of the mikvah. So you have, let's say, a mikvah that's up to, it's 5 feet tall of water in the mikvah. That's typically, right, the height that they'll make it. You know, there's a step and then down, right, shorter ladies and then taller, right? So so let's say it's 5 feet tall of water. So they drill a hole at the 4'9" mark in the wall of the mikvah, and a revius of water lands in that teeny tiny hole. And then the water level of the mikvah goes down to 4 feet, right? So now that hole is on its own. It's above the water level, but there's a revius of mayim inside that hole. Madbilim bo machtin vitzinorios. If you have teeny tiny kelim, you're allowed to do tvilas kelim in that little revius of mayim that's in that hole. Hole meachsher de mikvah kaasya. Since it comes from the mayim of a kasher mikvah, that at the time that the meperus came into the kasher mikvah, it became this battle to the mikvah, and the whole thing became mayim ksherim. So when that mayim goes into that little makom, that little crevice that holds a revius, it retains its hechsher, it retains its kashrus status, and therefore can be utilized as a revius. So Reish Lakish, when he said that you cannot have any mixture of meperos being mashlim yerevius, any natal sa, nasan sa, v'natal sa being mashlim yerevius, that means if you're starting with a revius, but whenever it's a remnant of a kasher mikvah, then you can have nasan sa, v'natal sa filling in that revius of mayim. Okay, says the Gemara now, Amra b'yamri Amra Reish Lakish, mei mikvah ksher milamei kiyor. The water that you use for a mikvah water, which is rainwater, can be used for mei kiyor as well, to do kiddush daim v'raglayim for the Kohanim. So says the Gemara, that's actually a chiddush. L'meimra d'lo mayim chayim ninu? You mean to tell me that the mei kiyor doesn't need to be mayim chayim? It doesn't need to be from a spring of water? It could be from still rainwater? V'atanya, but don't we have a braisa when the Torah describes the carbon Ola, it says that the Kerev and the Kra'ayim, you should be Yirchatz B'mayim. So we learned that you have to do it B'mayim V'lo B'yayin, that you need to wash it with water and not with wine. B'mayim V'lo B'mazug, you need to use Mayim and not Yayin and Mayim that are mixed together with two-thirds water, one-third wine, which was the Shir Meziga that they would typically use. B'mayim L'rabul Shar Mayim, and B'mayim tells me that even Mayim that's Mayim Uchunasim, like mitzvah waters, is kosher for rinsing off the kerev and the kra'ayim. V'kalvachomer l'mekiyor, and kalvachomer l'mekiyor, that they're kosher for rechitza. My kalvachomer l'mekiyor, what's the kalvachomer that we learn to be machshir mekiyor to rechitza's kerev and kra'ayim? So lav mayim chayim ninu, isn't it? Lav de mayim chayim ninu, isn't it? Because mekiyor is mayim chayim. So meaning the kalvachomer l'mekiyor means kalvachomer the mekiyor can be used for the rechitza of the kra'ayim and the right? Meaning, so we said, when it comes to washing off the kerev and the kra'ayim, you cannot use wine, you cannot use diluted wine, you are allowed to use other water, and kal v'chomer, you're allowed to use kiyar water. What's the reason? Other water and kiyar water. Doesn't that mean that the kiyar water that we're talking about is mayim chayim? That's what makes it better than other water? Other water is good, kiyar water, even better. That's a kal v'chomer. So lav mayim chayim ninu, doesn't that tell you that the kiyar water needs to be mayim chayim? So how can Reish Lakish tell you that mayim luchunasim, that mikvah water is kosher to be used for the kiyar? So says Gemara, lo, to kaddish. No, when it's saying kal v'chomer the kiyar, it means kal v'chomer the kiyar waters which are holy, not that the kiyar waters are mayim chayim. They're not mayim chayim. They're regular mikvah water. They're regular sitting rainwater. But it's holy rainwater. So kal v'chomer that you could use that to wash off the kerev and the kra'ayim. So v'kaddishe ma'al yusi, says Gemara, wait, the fact that the kiyar waters are holy, that's a maila to use them for hadachas hakirbayim? That meaning that that's more of a reason to assume that you could use them to rinse off the insides of an animal? I would think that would be less of a reason to assume that they could be used for such a low-level task. V'hatanit be Shmuel, didn't they tell us in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel that mayim shein lem shem levai, that any water that doesn't have any special name to it, that's just called mayim stam, yatsu mekir sheish lem shem levai, that as opposed, it excludes mekir, which do have a special name to it and cannot be used for the things that the Torah says you just need mayim. Meaning when the Torah just says you need mayim, it's excluding any special mayim, any mayim that has something extra special to it, like mekiyor. So therefore, mekiyor should not be used for ruchitza sakirbayim. So elalav diru'uyin lemekiyor. No, it must be that we're not saying that you can use actual mekiyor to rinse off the kerev and the kra'ayim. We're saying you could use the same type of water that is kosher for mekiyor to wash off the kerev and the kra'ayim, but not the mekiyor itself. Mekiyor itself has a Shem Levi. It's not called Mayim, it's called Mekiyor. So the Kalvachomer is that if Mayim Mechunasim is kosher for Rechitza Zidayim Raglayim, so Kolshkein, it's kosher if it's kosher for Rechitza, so Kolshkein, it's kosher, you're allowed to use Mayim that's Ra'ui Lekiyor, which is Mayim Chayim for Rechitza. So Alma, Mayim Chayim. But now we're back to saying that it's got to be Mayim Chaim, and therefore it's a Kasha and Reish Lakish. That we said, so the Kal V'chomer was that if I can use other water for washing off these animal parts, so Kal V'chomer, the type of water I use in the Kiyor, not the actual Kiyor water, because that's May Kiyor, that's not Mayim Stam, but the type of water I use in the Kiyor should be Kasher to wash off these animal parts. So, but what do you mean, type of water? Must be that it's Mayim Chaim in the kiyar. So that's a kasha Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said mitvah water could be used in the kiyar. So it sounds like it doesn't need to be mayim chayim. So it says Gemara, you're right. In the Braisa, it sounds like you cannot use mei mikvah in the kiyar. I, Reish Lakish, said you can. Tanaihi. It happens to be machlokas tanaim. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Meikior, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer, Mei Mayanhein, Vacham, Omerim, Shar Mei Mosein. It's machlokas. Rabbi Yishmael and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yishmael says it has to be Mayim Chaim. And the Chacham say, nah, any water is good enough. Mikvah water is also good enough. So Reish Lakish was going, like the Chachamim, saying, Achinam, you could have a brisa against Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish will say, I know about that brisa. That brisa is Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. I pass like the Shita of the Chachamim. So it's not an issue. Okay, so now the Gemara moves on to, we said in the Mishnah that an Orel that does the Avodah is Mechalel the Avodah. And we said a Ben Nechar as well. So Minolan, Orel, Minolan, how do I know that an Orel is Mechalel the Avodah? So Amar Rav Chisa, Dover Zemi Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu. It's not Mufurish in the Torah, it's Halachal Moshe Misinai, but Midivrei Yecheskel Ben Buzi Lamadnu. But if you're looking for a Pasuk that tells you that an Orel is Mechalel the Avodah, you could find it in the Navi Yecheskel, in Perek Mem Dalet of Sefer Yecheskel, where it says, Kol Ben Nechar Orel Lev V'Orel Basel Lo Yavol Mikdashi. So an Orel Lev means a Kohen is a Mumar. An Orel Basar means he's an Orel. He's a Kohen that doesn't have a Mila. He's not an Orel Lev. He could be a Tzaddik. Maybe he doesn't have a Mila because Meso Achav Machmas Mila, and he's not allowed to get a Mila. It's Sakonos Nefashos for him to get a Mila. So he's only an Orel Basar without being an Orel Lev. That's what Rashi writes. Rabbeinu Tam points out that we must be talking about someone who b'mezid didn't get a mila, not ba'ones because it's dangerous because they have a blood clotting disorder or something in his family or something like that. And the reason he's considered to be libel l'shamayim is because he's not doing a lahachis. You're only considered an aralev if you do averus lahachis. This guy maybe is just terrified of surgery. He's terrified of the knife. He's terrified of getting a mila. His parents didn't do it on him when he was a baby, and now it's his responsibility, and he's scared. So that's why he's, so it's not lahachis, it's l'teyav, so therefore he's not considered an orel lev. That's what Rabbeinu Tam understands. I mean, you can't call the guy an orel if he's not allowed to get a bris mila, when he's a total ones on the arelus. I mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, such a guy would be kashal avoda, that even though he actually has an orla, he'd be kashal avoda, according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, absolutely not. You know, it's Nebuchadnezzar is also an orel, right? And he's not allowed to do the avoda. So, okay, so we see from Yecheskel ben Buzi that Oral Basel lo yavol mikdashi. So Kohen Oral is also to do the avoda. Okay, he's also to do the avoda. Minolan de machli avoda. From where do we learn that he's mechalel the avoda? That if he does the avoda, it doesn't count. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says baviyachem bnei nechar areli lev areli basel liyosbe bimikdashi lechalel espesi. So it's beferish that it's lechalel espesi. Tan Rabbanan, we have another brisa ben nechar. The pasuk says ben necher is pasul avoda yachal ben necher mamish. I would think that it's referring to mamish a nachri, someone who's not Jewish. So tamal lomar or a lev. That's why the pasuk says that the reason for the psul of a ben necher is that he's an oral lev, that it's orlas libo. A guy is pasul avoda anyway, even without orlas libo. She didn't raise the question. How could there have been a hava amina that Yecheskel had to address to be mechadesh that a guy is pasul la'avoda? Meaning the hava amina was, oh, you might think that Yecheskel was coming to tell me that goyim can't do the avoda. I never would have thought that Yecheskel had to tell me that goyim cannot do the avoda. A czar can't do the avoda, right? I can't do the avoda. 80% of the people in this room right now cannot do the avoda. So I need to, you need to tell me that a nachri cannot do the avoda. So it's a little difficult to understand what the havamin is. So Shulchan Aruch says it could be that the psul of zarus is only by Yisrael, and the Gemara had a havamina that a guy doesn't have a psul of a czar. That in Achirab, czar is a particular psul of being a Jew who's not a kohen. So when you're a Jew who's not a kohen, but if you're not a Jew to begin with, maybe you don't have a psul of a czar. All of this is a havamina, right? So the maskana, a guy cannot do the avoda because the psul of a ben nechar is, and Yecheskel didn't have to tell that to me. It's obvious. The psul of a ben nechar is an oralev. So imkein matam lomar ben nechar. So what's the pasuk telling me when it says ben nechar? Shenisnach rumas of love shemayim. It's telling me, I mean, why does it call him a ben nechar if he's a Jew? Because the way he behaves is a way that he's he's like a nachri takodesh baruchu. So ve'ein li ella aralev aral basar minayin. I would only know an aralev, an aral basar who's a kohen, who's a tzaddik, who just doesn't have a prismila. How do I know that he's pasul tamalomar va'aral basar utzrichi? And I need both of them to be addressed by the navi, both the aralev and the aral basar. Di kas rachman aral basar. If it only would have said that an aral basar, that someone who actually still has an aral doesn't have a brismila, is pasul avod, I would say mishum tamais, because there's something physically ma'us about him that he still has an arla. Aval aralev delo ma'is emalo, but an aralev who's not ma'is, so I would think that maybe he can do the avodah. V'yash mi'in an aralev, and if it only would have told me aralev mishum dein libel l'shamayim, he's a rasha. Aval aral basur libel l'shamayim emalo, but an aral basur is libel l'shamayim, who means well, so maybe he shouldn't be pasul. So trichi, that's why I need to be told both about the aralev and the aral basur not doing the avodah. So now begins the sugya of tamei pasul. The Mishnah said that a tamei is pasul to do the avoda, and this is the sugya of the ziknei darum. So there's a lot of background to the sugya. Maybe we'll just discuss the background today, and we'll start the sugya tomorrow. So the in the bottom of the Masifta, they have several really strong paragraphs of background of dinim of tumentara that are necessary for the sugya. First of all, they point out that we're going to talk about three different types of tumah. We're going to talk about tumah sheretz, that if someone touches the sheretz, he goes to the mikveh that day, and he's going to be able to eat kachim after Harav Shemesh that night. It's a very minor form of tumah. That's one type of tumah. Tumas meis, a very major form of tumah. If a person goes to something tumas meis, he needs the hazah of the paraduma ash mixed with water on day 3 and day 7 of the Torah process. And after Harav Shemesh of Yom HaShvi'i, you become tahar. And then we have tumas ziva, which is a tumah yotze migufo, and therefore in certain sense has more chumras because it stems from the inside of this person's body, as opposed to being something that's contracted from the outside. Second thing, by the Korban Pesach, the Torah tells us that you don't bring Korban Pesach for a tamei meis because he's not going to be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach that night. However, if a person is a tamei sheretz on Erev Pesach, that's machlokas amorayim in Maseches Pesachim, whether you could bring the Korban Pesach for him. Meaning, when he's tamei b'sheretz, maybe it should not be ma'akev his Korban Pesach, and you could shecht it and do the zrika, as long as Kohanim Torim are doing it, because he will be able to eat it that night. As long as he went to the mikvah on Erev Pesach, as soon as he has Harav Shemesh, he will be able to eat it that night. Or do we say that, no, you cannot be shochet v'zorik, because he's still not tahar. So they argue about and that same machlokas is machlokas, and what the story was about the people who were about the Pesach Sheni parsha in the Torah, the people that complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't bring our Korban Pesach. Who was that? Were those people who were tamei mesim on the seventh day of their tumah, or were those people who were tamei sheret? Right. So that was a discussion in the Gemara Pesachim. Another point is that by tumas meis there is a klal tumah hutra betzibur. This is a critical point for our sugya, that when it comes to the Akravas HaPesach, if Nitma Kahal O Rubo, or the Kohanim were Temeim, and the Kahal were Torim, you still do it bituma, because the any Karban that's Kavualem Zman, that has a set time that needs to be brought, if the Rove of the Tzibur or all the Kohanim are Temeim, so then Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, we can go ahead and bring that Karban anyway. But generally speaking, you're not allowed to have Kohanim Temeim bring Karban. Another point to consider over here is in the parsha of the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, the Kodesh LaHashem, the head plate of the Kohen Gadol, it says, V'haya al Meitzach Aaron, V'nasa Aaron es Avona Kodshim, V'haya al Mitzcha Tamid L'Ratzon Lahem L'fnei Hashem. So the Mishnah, Maseches Pesachim, derives from there that if they're Makriv Kodshim Temeim, the tzitz is Meratze B'Dieved, and the Hakrava will still work. That if they bring Kodshim Temeim, tzitz is Meratze for Tuma. So if they were Makriv, if the Makrivim are Temeim, we're going to see in our sugi the tzitz is not Meratze. If the Kodshim are Temeim, the tzitz is Meratze. So the Ziknei Dorim are going to be Mechadish, that in certain cases the tzitz is Meratze, even for the Tuma of the Makrivim, of the people bringing the Korbanos. And finally, there's a special din by Korban Pesach that a person that did not bring Korban Pesach because he was Tamei or he was Bidarek Ruchoka, he gets a second chance. On Yud Dalet Iyar, he has Pesach Sheni. So if the minority of the Tzibur became Tamei, so minority is not enough to override the Dinim of Tumah, right? So the Dinim of Tumah, so when Rov of the Tzibur becomes Tamei, then you just do it on Pesach Rishon. But if a minority of the Tzibur is Tamei, those guys got to wait. So they get the chance to wait until Pesach Sheni. According to the if the minority of the Tzibur though becomes Tamei with the Sheretz, according to the Shita that were Shochtim Vizorkim al Tamei Sheretz, those guys cannot bring it on Pesach Sheni because they should have had it on Pesach Rishon. If you hold that a Tamei Sheretz cannot do Pesach, you cannot bring Korban Pesach for Tamei Sheretz, then those guys are pushed to Pesach Sheni. So it's against that backdrop we'll at least read the Chiddush of the Ziknei Darum. Amru Ziknei Darum lo shanu ela tamei sheretz aval tamei meis mitoch shemratzim betzibur mratzinami biyachin. When our Mishnah says that a tamei is possible to do the avoda, that's only talking about a tamei sheretz. But a tamei meis, even though he should not do the avoda of a korban yachid, if he were to do it, it would be meratza. Because if tumas meis, we allow it to work for korbanos tzibur, we allow the korban to work for korbanos tzibur, and the tzitz is meratza for it, so we're going to allow it to work for a korban yachid as well. So it's that chiddush of the Ziknei Darum that we're going to begin discussing Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day, and a good yantif.